Welcome to your generic live show.
Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a Sunday. It's a pleasure to be here. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us once again on the generic live show. Hour two of the program. Thanks for joining us. And now, there was another attack that happened on the world yet again, this time in London. So close to the last one that happened in Manchester. This one happened in London. More information from Sky News. Now, also, want to point out something. Again, it's not like I'm fudging the numbers here. Yeah, there's a commercial playing, I know. But there's something that I need to say this out loud. I don't consider the three people that were thankfully involved with the attack, that thankfully also were killed in the process of this attack, that were thankfully shot dead by London police officers. Want to also mention, I don't consider them on the death tally. I also like saying that four other people were killed and 48 injured. I said this last hour. I said it's not normal human behavior to... It's not human behavior to do something like this. So I'm not going to consider them humans when they have decided to be influenced and to take on a harmful attack like this. Sky News with more information.
Just London Bridge. Police are desperately trying to clear the area.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please leave the area for your own safety? Please.
Nearby, a group of terrorists in a van have just run over pedestrians before launching a sustained and deadly knife attack. Armed police were on the scene within minutes. This photograph shows one of the terrorists lying dead on the street, metal canisters strapped to his upper body. They were examined by bomb technicians and deemed to be a hoax. Members of the public took cover nearby.
They just apprehended some guy who they've just taken off.
This is now a major terrorist investigation led by the UK's most senior counter-terrorism police officer.
At 10:08 last night, we began to receive reports that a vehicle had struck pedestrians on London Bridge. The vehicle continued to drive then from London Bridge to Borough Market. The suspects left the vehicle, attempting to stab a number of people, including an on-duty British Transport police officer who was responding to the incident. He received serious injuries, fortunately not life-threatening. His family have been informed. Armed response officers then responded very quickly and bravely and confronted the three male suspects who were shot and killed in Borough Market. The suspects had been confronted and shot by police within 8 minutes of the first call. The suspects were wearing what looked like explosive vests, but these were later established to be hoaxes. The ongoing operation is led by the Met, working closely with British Transport Police, City of London Police, and London's Ambulance and Fire Services. At this stage, we believe that sadly, 6 people have died in addition to the 3 attackers shot by police.
This is the white van driven by the attackers, resting on the pavement, having ploughed into many pedestrians. Innocent members of the public who'd been enjoying a Saturday night out.
We were at the pub, came out and we ordered an Uber. That got cancelled, but we saw people running, saying, run, you need to run, people are getting stabbed. So we jumped in the nearest car, someone offered us a ride, and literally we just went around the block. We saw a body on the floor, lots of people around it, and I think that was before the pedestrians on the actual London Bridge. We came up to London Bridge, and then we saw 2 pedestrians on the bridge and police telling us to run. And then we saw someone actually right there actually covered in blood with like shorts covered in blood, and I've got a video of that as well.
Were people panicking?
Yeah, everyone was running. Everyone was running. I've never seen anything like it.
London Ambulance Service declared a major incident and brought extra resources to the scene, triaging the injured before transporting them to six London hospitals.
There were numerous people in the road, and then a second cab driver stopped and said there had been a series of stabbings. I certainly saw people who looked as if they'd been run over. Very soon after that, I saw two policemen get out of a BMW 4x4, and they were holding machine guns and they were putting on helmets.
Amid concern other terror suspects might still be unaccounted for, a massive police response began systematically clearing streets and properties.
Well, I mean, as we came in, we heard
six gunshots, around six gunshots, really loud sirens because all the police were coming,
huge crashes.
Yeah.
And then from there, I mean, you know, again, police sirens, fire trucks, ambulances, everything.
Many people who'd been in local bars and restaurants were led to safety. But as is customary in armed incidents, they're made to raise their hands behind their heads while police check for potential suspects. Police believe all those who carried out this terrorist attack have now been accounted for, but there is now an urgent investigation underway to determine whether there are any other individuals out there who may have had knowledge of this attack, who may have helped plan it, or who may be planning other attacks themselves. In the meantime, extra police resources will be on duty across the capital, both armed and unarmed officers patrolling crowded areas. The terrorist threat remains at severe, meaning other attacks are highly likely. Mark White, Sky News on London Bridge.
That was basically an everything that you need to know kind of roundup of the attacks that took place on London Bridge. Now, like I said to open the broadcast today, and I think I need to say it at this junction for people tuning in for the second hour of the broadcast, I said we need to have this 2 feet on the ground approach to life, I think, particularly these days. It's June 4th here, and we're getting to the point where this sort of stuff was happening all the time in 2016. We don't need this to happen in 2017. It's a new year, it's a new dawn. We're nearly 6 months into the new year. We should be moving forward, not necessarily backwards. And I think we need to kind of have that 2 feet on the ground approach and to just learn how to love again. It's easy to do. So we need to basically learn how to embrace that theory and to definitely do this, to keep doing this again. It's not that hard. Here is, the audio accolades continue. Here is Malcolm Turnbull commenting on the attacks that took place.
130,000 Australians live in the UK, and we are aware of many Australians who are in the vicinity of the attack. At this time, we are aware of reports of two Australians who have been directly affected by this attack. This afternoon, the Foreign Minister has spoken to the parents of both Australians. One case has been confirmed and the Australian concerned is in hospital. In the other case, we are continuing to make inquiries. Our officials will continue to provide every assistance they can to Australians affected by this shocking attack and to their families.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull there describing the situation. Australia's the Australians, rather, involved with the London attack. Again, the terrorist level continues to be at severe, and with the benefit concert for Ariana Grande happening, still happening tonight, London time, for what happened last week at the Ariana Grande concert. Unfortunately, we won't have time this hour to talk about that, so I thought I'd tie the two of them in. I'm not sure what's gonna happen next. Like, where do we go from here? And now the breaking development that has happened since we've hit the air here on the Generic Live Show, Theresa May is being forced. This is developing as we hit the air as well. The Labour Party suspends campaign activities for 24 hours after the UK, the London attacks. However, the Prime Minister announced that the election will go on as per normal. I believe this is the Prime Minister.
Two political parties have suspended our national campaigns for today. But violence can never be allowed to disrupt the democratic process. So those campaigns will resume in full tomorrow. And the general election will go ahead, as planned, on Thursday. As a country, our response must be as it has always been when we have been confronted by violence. We must come together, we must pull together, and united, we will take on and defeat our enemies.
That is Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May talking that the campaigns have suspended political activities for Sunday, but the general for Saturday rather no Sunday for Sunday okay for Sunday but the political activities will continue as per normal on Monday. Where was I going with that? The general election will still take place on Thursday. Here is more.
The emergence of the threat from Islamist-inspired terrorism. Our country has made significant progress in disrupting plots and protecting the public. But it is time to say enough is enough. Everybody needs to go about their lives as they normally would. Our society should continue to function in accordance with our values. But when it comes to taking on extremism and terrorism, things need to change. As a mark of respect, the two political parties have suspended our national campaigns for today. But violence can never be allowed to disrupt the democratic process. So those campaigns will resume in full tomorrow. And the general election will go ahead, as planned, on Thursday. As a country, our response must be as it has always been when we have been confronted by violence. We must come together, we must pull together, and united, we will take on and defeat our enemies.
That was just an extension of that first clip, but it's important to get that full clip. I'm refusing to suspend the UKIP campaign because of disrupting our democracy is what extremists want. That's Paul Nuttall. Oh, Paul Nuttall. So, Labour Party has suspended their campaign, but Paul Nuttall has not. Chris Cook has written on Twitter saying, "We need to cancel or postpone this election. It's important to have an unbiased campaign when the news is being dominated by terrorism." Wow. The general election is the target. They can't let them win. Postpone it a week. Blair had let it known that he'd penciled the election in for May 3rd to conceal with local council polls, but delayed the votes until June 7th because of the difficulty with campaigning whilst the animal disease was being contained. Oh, that's right. The UK came down with animal disease. I forgot about that. So, yeah, the election, as it stands now at 10:19 Australian Eastern Standard Time, will go on. What is this bit of audio? Is this something new? If it's not something new, then we will go take our break, but we'll sit through this commercial just for you. Let's say we don't do it here, just for our listeners. I love the fact that they have made it impossible to mute these ads now. Just want to put that out there.
Horrified at what happened.
Oh, here we go.
Absolutely shocked and horrified at what happened. Looking at the pictures of people running frightened, police running in the other direction to try and help and save lives, and then our brilliant paramedics, ambulance crews and fire service crews all getting on the scene to help. This is a dreadful terrorist attack. It's taken yet more lives in this country. We won't be campaigning nationally during today, but we'll be resuming later on. Because I think it's important to give a message that democracy must prevail. If we allow these attacks to disrupt our democratic process, then we all lose. In response, as in Manchester, all communities must come together. Our strength is the strength of our community unity. That was shown in Manchester straight after the horrible event there, and I'm sure it'll be exactly the same in London.
That was the Labour leader extending his thoughts on the delay of the campaigning in the UK. Thursday will be interesting as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Now, ladies, listen up, because Earl Daly is going to tell you something that you need to know about a special event that happens to you. Dale talks to the ladies here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. It's Dale Campbell here with you. Pleasure as always. It's 10:22. Found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Now it's time for no one's favorite segment ever. No, it's not Trump Tracker. No, it's definitely not Trump Tracker. Everyone's favorite not segment ever is Dale's Lady Chat. Oh yeah, Dale is about to talk to the ladies of the Generic Live Show community, and I know there's a few of them, so it's not like there's not... they're out there, let me tell you. Ladies, they're everywhere. So, I'm going to do this as tastefully as I can, but we'll see how I go. So, Anti-Flow, Red Wedding, Crimson Tide, and That Time of the Month. So many euphemisms to talk about the same thing. But why? Because it's bloody awkward to talk about. Oh, you know, sometimes, yes. Claire Ard of Triple J, yes, this, exactly. Aussie women hide used products in their handbags when there are no bathroom bins and attempt to keep purchases of personal care on the DL. Yes, they would like a bag for that. Such is the stigma, according to University of Melbourne's research fellow, Dr. Carla Pascoe. Global Girls Rights Organization Plan International, UK. What? Oh, Global Girls Rights Organization, Plan International, United Kingdom, surveyed 2,000 women aged between 18 and 34 and found that 7 in 10 feel uncomfortable discussing their period with male peers at work. Wow, only 7 in 10? Wow, that's impressive, actually. I'm impressed. I would think that would be 10 out of 10, oh, 9.5 out of 10, really. Nearly 3/4 would be uncomfortable discussing with their male superiors. Okay, that's not surprising. Respondents said talking about it with male friends was uncomfortable too. But the big question is, can emojis make this process a lot easier? Oh, God. To mark World Menstrual Hygiene Day, Plan has launched a social media campaign to include an official period emoji on the global emoji keyboard. The winning design will be submitted to the Unicode Constructualism, which will then decide distribute the emojis worldwide between June 12 and June 22. Plan International Australia Deputy CEO Suzanne Lagina thinks it's a bit rich period emojis don't already exist. Wow, okay. We have, quote, we have emojis for bacon and clocks, yet we don't have, yet for this thing that happens to us every, what? Let me try that again. Quote, we have emojis for bacon and clocks, and yet for this thing that happens every month to women all over the world, we don't have any emojis to communicate about this really natural thing that is happening to us, unquote, she says. But the emoji campaign is not making it easier to communicate when you're checking into the Red Roof Inn, so to speak, and your partner needs to pick up some essential supplies with the milk. It's a reminder that many women around the world face massive challenges associated with it. I'd say, again, I'm trying to make this family-friendly, but I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not. I just read that sentence. Challenges like feeling ashamed, 90%, missing out on school, 24%, and not being able to access products, 88%, according to Plan's research. That is, those three statistics come from Uganda, Uganda, and India, respectively. Suzanne Lagania said that South Sudan events that happen to women between every 28 and 31 days are putting women and girls in serious danger. So what's the solution? Suzanne said you can get behind plenty of products that are working to give sanitary products to women. For example, Plan's partner AfriPads. Oh gosh. It's a social enterprise where locals are making washable cloth sanitary pads to last up for a year. Quote, young women can sell them and earn income creating their own business, she says. In Australia, the Melbourne Period Project and Gift Box are providing sanitary products to people who are sleeping rough. Now, I'm not laughing at the actual subject matter. Don't get me wrong, because the subject matter, wow. If you go up to a woman and laugh about this to her face, yeah, you're not going to have a face anymore because she's going to slap it to death. But apart from that, what I do find slightly hilarious in my 12-year-old mind is that just some of these names, like Gift Box and what was the other one here? Unicode Consulism. There you go. Plan International. Plan's pretty good. Why Plan? What does Plan stand for? We know what they stand for. Okay, I can't better that joke, so time for a commercial break as we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemble here with you. It's a pleasure as always. Now, the return of one of Australia's most, I'm going to say, well-known celebrities? But people are starting to stick up for what this person has done. We'll tear apart that argument as we continue here on the Generic Life Show. It's Dale Kemble as always. Stay safe out there, ladies. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:31. The Generic Live Show. Hold on tight indeed! Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemble here with you. And we're doing it for Geek.io. And I can't believe that I spent the last 10 minutes on the internet talk about, lady things. Hey, but good news is, we do have ourselves a clip of the week, so that's exciting. So there you go. You're welcome. You know, I don't know why I get awkward talking about that sort of thing. It's just weird to me. I don't know. Maybe because I don't go through it. I don't know. It's strange. But here you go. So remember back in 2016, I was talking about how Chappelle Corby.
A 29-minute bike ride needs the equivalent amount of energy as it takes to power four games.
Come on. Yeah, Chappelle. You know how I was talking about Chappelle Corby arriving back in Australia back in 2016? Okay, now we can do this. Hang on, here's a clip.
She was a 27-year-old Australian beautician who'd just touched down for a beach holiday on the island of Bali.
The customs officer said, whose boogie board bag? I said it's my boogie board bag.
Inside that bag, officials at Denpasar Airport found more than 4 kilos of marijuana.
And I swear, by God as my witness, I did not know the marijuana was in my bag.
Throughout her 2005 trial, Chappelle Corby maintained her innocence. Her lawyers argued that drugs were planted, possibly by airport employees involved in drug trafficking.
I believe for 7 months, which I've already been imprisoned, is severe enough punishment for not putting locks on my bag.
What Corby called a simple mistake turned into a 20-year sentence when a panel of 3 judges decided they didn't buy Corby's story. The sentence, well short of the life term prosecutors had called for, and the maximum penalty, death by firing squad. The trial, heavily covered by Australian media, who scrutinised every twist and turn, often overwhelming Corby and her family. Corby's sentence sparked outrage across a country that largely believed she'd been set up, and stoked fears that other young Aussies headed to Bali and other tourist hotspots across Southeast Asia could be next.
I'm sorry for her, I'll give her all the support we can.
I'm not going to leave her stuck there for 20 years. It's insanity.
Fears that were reinforced with the 2006 conviction of the so-called Bali Nine, a group of young Australians jailed in connection with trying to smuggle 8 kilos of heroin off the island. Indonesian authorities continue to defend their justice system. Corby spent around 9 years behind these walls at Bali's Karobokan prison, with regular visits from her sister, Mercedes, and her mother, continuing to maintain her daughter's innocence.
Why would you admit to something that's not yours?
After exhausting courtroom appeals, Corby appealed for clemency after a medical exam diagnosed her as suffering from acute depression with psychotic symptoms. And in 2012, Indonesia's president issued a decision that shaved 5 years off Corby's 20-year sentence and laid the foundation for her parole application.
How are you feeling?
And while some Indonesians have accused the authorities of giving Corby's case special attention, the country's justice and human rights minister says she's being treated the same as everyone else. Saima Mohsin, CNN, Bali, Indonesia.
So, excuse me, wow. And choked up. So that is basically the synopsis of the everything that you need to know about Chappelle Corby kind of wrap up there in a nice little bow. But the thing with that is... Oh, hang on. Alright, we'll come back to the story. Apparently there have been some arrests in regards to the London Bridge attack. 12 people have been arrested in connection with the London Bridge attack after raids in the east of the UK Capital Police say. Just wanted to bring that to you live as it was happening. The London attack latest, 12 people have been arrested in connection with the London Bridge terror attacks. So there you go. But the last audio that we heard is basically an everything you need to know about Chappelle Corby kind of wrap-up, better than what I can say it. So... the thing, my opinion on Chappelle Corby is, whether she did it or not, she was convicted. And justice comes in weird shapes and sizes, and I understand the passion from the family, because they're family, you know, they're gonna take her side. I'm not saying that she necessarily did it per se, but I'm just saying that the country, yeah, felt bad for it because this country was, particularly back in 2005 when this happened, it was this go-getter, kind of, everyone deserves a fair go country, and there's still some aspects of that today, less so than before, but there was, with Corby, it's kind of like, you were found with it, so the sympathy only goes so far for me, and... yeah, this case get special attention? Maybe, but the thing with the Bali 9 that happened in 2006, 2007, I think that audio clip said, the people involved with that, they actually did do it. So that was proven through the case. So it was never actually proven the Chappelle Corby case, whether she did it or not. That remained technically a mystery. So you go on that one. So what next for Chappelle Corby? Well, moments landing after Brisbane Airport, Corby slipped through back exit. CNN Australia, an SBS affiliate, reported, quote, priority focus now will be healing and moving forward, a family spokesperson Eleanor Whitman said in a brief statement to reporters. An Instagram account that appears to be Corby's shows her and her sister Mercedes leaving the airport. Australia 7 Network spoke with passengers on Corby's flight. They slept, they ate, they acted like normal passengers, one woman said. Really? Wow, okay, hang on. Revolutionary concept. People act like normal passengers on flights? Hang on. Hold the phone. Who would have thought? But I did like... the one thing you need to know about the Chappelle Corby thing is... I did like the... apparently there was a switcheroo that happened. She was meant to be on this Virgin Australia flight. Then she got on this... I can't remember what the airline was called now. I can't remember seeing it in any of the actual articles. But there was this Indonesian kind of Bali Australia flight that she was on. And I did like that. Chappelle Corby was meant to be on the Virgin Australia flight, but last second was on this independent block. So, and a reporter from Sydney Morning Herald, excuse me, I don't have the name, because stuff.co.nz kind of, not stole it, but reposted it, we'll say, a piece in regards to defending Chappelle Corby. Oh boy, this article is very interesting. So, Time for everyone's favourite segment, Dale arguing with himself live on the internet for everyone to enjoy. So enjoy. Yes, you read that correctly, but hear me out, says the reporter. For the last week, social media feeds have been filled with commentary about from the general public who claim that they quote-unquote don't care about Chappelle Corby. It was understandable reaction given the immediate attention of the convicted drug smugglers returned to Australia received last weekend. But let's be clear, the media stampede was going to happen all regardless. I rewrote that sentence to make it sound better. Ooh, snap! Some of this reporter's friends even asked on Facebook why we are giving a convicted drug smuggler so much attention, while others have argued she's not a celebrity, so we should stop turning her into one. Ooh. Just to be clear, the term quote-unquote newsworthy is not always about the worthiness of the subject matter. This is true, I'll give you that. To be given media attention based on any sense of perceived normality or that they lack of. News value is determined purely on an interest of the story, and today's click-driven news cycle, measuring where the audience is has never been easier. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Just look at an Instagram account. It went from 0 followers to 140,000 in 24 hours. And at the time of this writing, it has 191,000. Jeepers. Last week, this column looked at the reasons why Chappelle case has remained in Australian psyche and dominated by the media landscape for so long. Excuse me. With some media professionals putting it down to pure aesthetics and stereotypes. Pretty girl next door, locked up for rent infested foreign prison. Okay, first of all, that's the wrong way to look at it, but she's not pretty girl next door, by the way, I just want to put that out there, but there you go. I want to get to the defending part, first of all. She's served her time and done everything Balinese authorities have asked her to do, while the Proceeds of Crime Act restrict her to the ability of cash in on such, on much of her story. Whether you want to believe it or not, Chappelle Corby is a celebrity. Indeed, over the past week, she's clearly the most famous person in Australia by a country mile, which is the same length as a regular mile, because I've never gotten that sentence. And yet, according to the court of public opinion, she should be restricted from living off that fame. Yeah, but in the court of law, she is also restricted in living off that fame. What makes Chappelle Corby less deserving of the other fame junkies' questionable merit who forced upon us with near-seating regularity? Just last week, Gabe Tosi, the 31-year-old from the Gold Coast who was acquitted murdering New Zealand woman, joined the Carls and Jackie O on their Breakfast with the Stars radio show, the most popular show in the country, and a huge hit with impressionable teenagers. Ooh, yikes. Was giving updates on his romantic life and tips on how to protect yourself on Tinder dates. The same man who was living in with the last person to see 26-year-old Wright, able to be falling from her death from the 14th floor Gold Coast apartment in 2014. I remember that. Last November, Tosi has reported a $150,000 for an equally bizarre interview with 60 Minutes. Corrupt, coughed, and convicted killer Roger Hodgson teamed up with another murderer, Mark Chopper Reed, and launched a stage career with one of their studs being out on the outside, hosting comedic tour shows in pub and club circuit for years and earned a living doing so. Robertson and Reed were both immortalized on large and small screens in the characters, firmly enriched in celebritydom. And yet, we hear howls of protest and... Howls of protest at the prospect of Chappelle Corby going on, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, surely. It seems a little off balance here. I agree with the off balanceness. Certainly there's Certainly there is an off balance. I'll give the columnist that. But yeah, there is definitely a balance issue here. But isn't they? She can't. See, here's the thing. She can't cash in on telling her story per se. But what is stopping Corby from starting up her own pub circuit? Because in the case of that acquitted murderer, acquitted being the key word, he, whether it's moral or not, take morality out of this for a second, and I know it's hard for me to do that, let me tell you what, it's hard to take morality out of an argument, but because that's the whole point of an argument, but anyway, taking morality out of this argument for the time being, he was acquitted, he was never actually charged. So, at what point do we draw that line in the sand? Is an acquitted murderer okay, or is and a thug in Mark Chopper Reed, which part is that okay? But I don't, the thing about Chopper Reed is he never actually did a tell-all style memoir fluffy fluff interview, because first of all, out of character, right? Second of all, you couldn't do that. I think Chappelle Corby can, this is me personally, she's done her time, whether she did it or not, it's another story. I think she should be able to do some sort of like, I don't want to use pub circuit because that seems a bit weird, but she can do her own sort of circuity tour, funny haha joke about it sort of thing, but she can't do a sit down tell all because then it would look like a fabricated put together story. And yes, I understand that it's what, 15 years later, but you know what I mean. Except 12 years later. So, but you know what I mean. Like, it's kind of a bit different context for different mediums, if that makes sense. There you go. My opinion. Yay. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Well, we've got a feel-good story. This has been a downer show. It's been about drugs, it's been about bombings, that time of the month, Trump tracker, which one of these is not like the other. But we've got a feel-good story that'll make you feel good on a Sunday. Thanks for joining us here on the Jack Live Show. It's Darryl Kimball here with you. It's 10:50.
Hold on tight. This is the Generic Live Show.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure as always. That's right. We are heading into the final segment of the show here on the Generic Live Show. It's been a jam-packed show, actually, today. We had news of... We had some sad news today. I feel like I'll look back on this episode and think, what a downer, actually. Well, I mean, we had our fun moments, but I'll look on this episode and go, what a downer, actually. But, whoa. But, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it here at the end of the show, the point of this show is to bring you the news every single week. But apart from that, well, in weeks that I'm not sick and can't talk, but apart from that, every single week to bring you news from around the world, news that you know, probably, that you've probably heard, and to have it in one little package, but deliver it to you in a unique way. So, this week kind of had to do, make it fun and light, make it a light program, but apart, you know, it's hard to do that when there's so much just ugh stuff happening from around the world. But you know what's not ugh from around the world? This story, because this story will make you feel good, damn it. No one likes being upstaged, but it's kind of hard to be mad at a dog for stealing your limelight. A Russian broadcast is going viral after a newsreader report was interrupted by a mysterious intruder on the seat. Aww. The MIR24 news channel journalist was reporting about a massive demolition and renovation project in Moscow when a bold black lab wandered over to the news desk. This happy guy clearly had something to say. He started by jumping on, trying to get in the shot, but when that didn't work, he let out a bark. Aww. Still unsatisfied with the lack of airtime, he hopped up onto the desk, looking like he was about to file a very important report. Aww. The report was posted by ITRC World last week, and the video has been viewed more than 3.4 million times. Actually, we have an update on that, but in a sec. The clearly stunned newsreader wasn't too thrilled about being ambushed by her post, but gave a very good reporter a bit of a pat. Oh, she finished her report by telling viewers mishaps, like that she considered herself a cat person. Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, who let a dog on the set of this Russian news outlet? I mean, really, we have the video here. So it's been viewed 8.2 million times now since it got posted last week. Actually got posted on the 18th of May. So here we go. Here is what this audio sounded like. It's Russian, by the way, so don't read into it too much.
Москве должна пойти на благо людей, а не во вред. Об этом заявил президент России Владимир Путин по итогам совместного заседания Госсовета. Проголосовать за снос включенного в программу реновации дома. У меня тут собака. Можно будет через интернет или в районном отделении МФС. Артём Васьёв расскажет подробнее, что у меня делает собака в студии, ребят. Я вообще кошатница. Я кошатница, я люблю кошек. Ну что ж, мы продолжаем выпуск. Итак, итоги выборов во Франции. Сегодня заключительный день теледебатов. Ну, а уже в это воскресенье Франция...
Okay, that was the video. I want to see, try and figure out what she's saying. Okay, let's turn English subtitles on. Let's see what this says. Implementation of housing renovations program. Okay, let's turn this down. Moscow should go to benefit of the legendary damage, said President of Russia Vladimir Putin on the results of the joint meeting with the State Council to cooperate. Gosh, I'm getting lightheaded reading so quickly. Meeting of the State Council to coordinate ago, but included in the program of the renovation at home, bark. Dead dog. What in Lavia can be? Where the residents will be over the internet. District branch. UAH so drunk, Artem tell. More artvex.org. As it is a shame. Racket Snykel said, yes. This step is why... Oh, this is why I like cats. Aww. We'll continue the fight. The tap is not so. Nobody could Barack Obama friends today. The final plan is less than the Tower Levi's debates. What? Okay. Translation issues. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. I've been Dale Campbell. I will continue to be Dale Campbell, hopefully. It's a pleasure to have been here this Sunday. Thanks for joining us. Hope to see you all next week for another round of the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us. It's 11:01.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.